stick.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha.
Caca!
Man, I feel like crap today. Can you tell?
You sound a little rough, man. You don't
look quite like yourself. The last two nights, you know, So, the beginning of the week, I go down and see my best friend, but I couldn't spend the night because I had some other stuff. I was medicating that cat, and I'm not going to skip a day. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. So, maybe I'll come down and see you later in the week. And then my mom, I dropped her off at the airport, I think, Wednesday. Yeah. She's going down to Colorado to see my brother and other family, just like I did. And she did it before me, too, man. So we're going to be spending a lot of time going down there, I guess. I'm going to make another trip. Then I went down to see her, Thursday, and stayed over Thursday night. And something's going on with her, man, because she's, she's not smoking as much. Cigarettes or weed. Whoa, about time you slowed down on the weed, for sure. And the cigarettes. But she's like, you know, like really, I don't know. We've been playing games, so I hate Trivial Pursuit, man. It's like, I don't have the answers. You're yelling at me. That's the way my head feels about that. It's like, no, I didn't like school that much. I didn't want to know all these historical things. You know, some of the history I wanted to know, you know, like the critical race theory kind of stuff, right? I knew what was going on. She's like giving me hugs. And it's been a while because she gets really, you know, she's frail. And then emotionally, of course, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But it only happens for like, you know, several minutes. And then I just sit there and, okay, you know, I don't get combative with her or anything as she's arguing with these other people that aren't there. And then she comes back around. And we're playing games, you know, cribbage and sheep's head. And, I mean, she smoked me in sheep's head the worst I've ever been beat in a two-handed game.
That's your mom?
No, Delinda.
Oh, Delinda.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, what? I got one trick. The queen of diamonds over the jack of clubs, and that's it.
Man.
And that's two man. I mean, what? I couldn't get another trick out of that. I had, like... Oh, the ace, 10, king, 9, 8, 7, so I'm not going to get any of those home. Oh, my God. Yeah, whenever you get six of one suit, it's probably not good. I didn't have an ace or a 10 in my hand. I was like, what? Oh, okay. But I couldn't sleep that night, man. I'm like, and she's like, hey, can I lay down with you tonight? And I'm like, sure, you know. We usually sleep on separate couches. But like I said, something's going on. She's like, something's going on, electrodes connecting everything in her brain, and she wants more than what she's been living. I don't know. But she needs me to be there more often, and then of course she calls me and everything. But I think these playing the games and stuff actually is what gets people's minds working again. You know, reading, playing crosswords, things like that are beneficial when you're having some mental health issues.
I think they're beneficial all the time. I mean, look.
Well, of course.
You know, we turn on the little tube or whatever, or the, you know, we're on our phones all the time. That stuff, I got to step away from it.
Stepping away, man. Good point. No TV. No device. When I go over there, she'll turn my phone off. She doesn't want to hear anything. Put that down, right? So, okay. So, anyway, I get back, and I drive home Friday, and I'm feeling really bad, and I just get this tickle, man. I know what's going on. It's just this drainage going right into the back of my throat, down into my lungs, and every 30 seconds, sometimes less, I'm coughing. And I'm like, no. So I skipped work this morning. I told the boss, I'm like, I can make it in, I said, but I don't want to spread any, like, cold or flu around. You notice I didn't mind spreading it to you that you're here, Jason. We're in different rooms, okay? Yeah, you had your mask on. But I'm like, I don't want to give anybody a cold even. This is the first time I've had a cold in like ages, man. I can't remember the last time. You know, cancer. Sure, I've had that for 6-7 years straight, but no colds, no flu. Oh, maybe that's because I've been getting the shots and stuff. I even, you know, I got the flu shot for the first time last year. And I was like, I was always thinking like these other dumbasses. What if I get sick from it? Yeah, whatever. No, I'm not that indestructible anymore. By the way, the phone number here is 844-967-2789. And yeah, oh no, we're going to save the advertisement for Jeff's Guitar Clinic later. But yeah, you're thinking right with me, man. I'm like, you know what? Let's just mention it because like I forgot mentioned last week. And I told him, and he's like, no soup for you. Ah, because he knows the commercial that I made in his studio, and which, yeah, we'll mention it again. But, I mean, I had to pull back. I've had to turn off the TV and social media for the last month. You know, ever since this war, like even longer, I guess. But once the war started with Russia in Ukraine, I'm like, that's all anybody wants to talk about, man. And I'm just not going to go down that road and get all depressed. I mean, I know what's going on. Of course, why do you think we don't want wars to start? But in this country, man, I've watched people, you know, they cheer, taking sides, you know. And even, you know, yes, of course we're supporting, you know, Ukraine's democracy and sovereignty as a nation, but we're not really, are we? We kind of like, it's kind of like lip service, and we'll send you some weaponry because, hey, that's how the United States makes money, right? These war machines got to get theirs. Just watching all this stuff. Why do I unplug? Oh, hey, what happened? Oh, yes, Elon Musk, he's buying Twitter. Good. Time to, like, can that now, too. I mean, I've about had it. Who we got on the line?
Oh, we got our friend Andy from Beaver Dam.
Yeah, okay. Andy in Beaver Dam, what's going on? It's kind of nice now, isn't it?
It isn't too bad. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling under the weather, man. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm getting better or I wouldn't be here. I mean, I could make it to work, but the boss said, hey, I'll come in, but I'm going to need you Saturday the 14th during graduation, UW graduation. So I will not be doing a live show on May 14th, so I got to get today in, right?
Yeah.
I already missed one in April.
Well, and the thing is that this show gives you a platform, and you're on a mission, you know, to kind of express your whole situation. But when it comes to, you know, like you say, okay, you watch too much TV, or you, you're on the internet too much. Well, I don't even have a TV. I got a radio. And I have a smartphone, but I don't even bother to get involved with social media. So
hey, you know what? Those smartphones, Andy, they're smarter than I am. So, hey, great. Yeah, I got a phone that's smarter than me. Awesome.
And that's the problem. See, the phone is smarter than you, and I'm only utilizing about 20% of what's available on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's
just like
toy,
our brains.
You know,
20% of the brain, right. That's it. Most
and
of that's for weed.
Right, and the other thing is about playing games. He's right that it's good brain work when you have, you know, something to make you think, you know. But I've never been very good at cards or.
Oh, let's play. How much money you got? I'll play.
Yeah, right. You could teach me how to play poker or something, you know, but I don't know.
Well, I'll teach you, all right. It's not free, though.
No, you want to play for money, right?
Just kidding.
No crazy eights, but, well, anyway, you must be having a commercial here any second, so nice. I hope you get better soon.
Hey, I will, man. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling again. I did start watching the NFL draft a little bit last night. Kind of cool how they do all that stuff, right? But it you know what, and then at the end of it I'm like, jeez, I hate the NFL.
No shield for you.
Well, hey, listen, it's like, oh, you know, what did we watch the Packers go through last year? Rodgers whining about, you know, and it's just this loyalty kind of stuff. And then, you know, Davante Adams like, I'm out of here, man. You just, you know, this is bogus. I mean, that's why he left. It's like he didn't win every year. You've come up short every year. But I've been saying this all along. Quit, you know, drafting Rodgers, these great players, and let's build a defense to kick the crap out of some teams. That's what I like.
That's a new approach. I think that's...
Well, it should have been 10 years ago. We'd have had a couple more Super Bowls. It wasn't like we didn't have offensive threats or running backs or guys on the line that could block. It was just this lack of defense at, you know, 5 seconds left in the half, give up a 50-yard touchdown or whatever. You know, I mean, the Packers were always pretty good on defense. And I'd have to say, since Rodgers got there, it's just like, oh, it's all about me. Hey, nice hair, Aaron. Awesome. It's not as curly as mine, though.
You got to be for sure. Look, quickly on that, just to give my take here, is the... you know, I think last year was the first time. So the Packers' defense was always predicated on turnovers for the last many, many years, and that's how they were, you know, effective. But last year we saw a team that could actually shut another team down, and now they just added some more talent to that. So I think they're trying to go for like, hey, we're not just a turnover defense, we're a shut you down defense.
Yeah, when's the last time we saw a 13-10 Super Bowl, you know? I mean,
it's a handful of years ago, but yeah.
Exactly. I mean, defense wins championships too, and what do they say? The best offense is a good defense. In football, it kind of is, because that means your offense has the ball more often. Oh, boy, you figured that out. Really good at math.
You're a smart guy on many things.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that can be a key to winning football games, getting the ball back more and stopping the other team from scoring points.
I could be like a talent scout or general manager for teams. I'm not kidding either. I mean, I saw Evander Holyfield when he was doing the cruiserweight. I'm like, this guy's going to be like the next heavyweight champ. And then he lost a piece of his ear, but not his championship. Ooh. Wouldn't want to run into Mike Tyson. I guess we're going to a break. Just like Andy said, we'll be back, in about a minute or two. So, to be real, I've been watching people again. I can't believe how many times I just look and shake my head. Whether it's driving, walking, shopping, playing at the casino. Yeah, man, I won, like, it was awesome. I won, like, $93 on a machine, and then I'm walking around again, and here's this couple playing two machines down, and I look at the machine in front of me, and I'm like, wow, it's got $56 on it. And I looked at them and I go, is this you guys? No? Oh, cool. Nice. That'll take you up to a $140 win in no time. But I still can't believe the way people play and the way, just their obsession. I've got ADHD, man. But ADHD rocks, okay? Because it can't sit in one spot for very long. And that's perfect at the casino. I mean, I'm hunting. That's what, you know, there's a few other guys doing it. Not many, though. Because not many people are as crazy as I am. Oh, the wires this week were just... Yeah, so when you get a cold like that or whatever it is, there's no sense smoking anything. It just doesn't... I mean, I've had it where I'll smoke just to dry it up, but I couldn't even do that. So I get up this morning, and I'm like, if I'm going to work, I'm going to need, like, Sudafed or something. But it's too early in the morning. You can't get that over the counter anymore because people use it to make other pharmaceuticals out of it. That's not my kind of buzz, by the way. You know, I'd rather be kind of happy than like, oh, man. Because, yeah, those are downers. But I couldn't get any because it's like 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning now, and no, the pharmacies aren't open. And then I called my pharmacy and filled the prescriptions. Oh, do you want to pick that up? Well, what time do you close? 2 o'clock. And I go, I might not be back then. Oh, well, then you can just, you know, stop anytime. You mean after the weekend? What if I need it today? And I kind of do, so I'm going to call them back and say, hey, why don't you have Dave deliver that to my house? You got a guy, Dave. He delivers, man. Everybody knows Dave. Dave, the delivery guy. I'm like, come on, I'm old enough to take a delivery from the pharmacy nowadays, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah, let's not forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic, my fine sponsor. for all your guitar's needs. And, of course, I told you that he's, you know, building handmade guitars. I'm surprised, you know, because Evan, our fine engineer here, too, he's carving one, too, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, you guys, that's really heavy. These guitars are, like, heavy, man. No wonder those rock stars got veins ripping through them, huh? Oh, and then when they're done, they stick something else in their veins. Drugs. Yeah, they are bad. And that's why I'm an advocate for legalizing marijuana. If nobody knew that before today, I'll just reiterate it. And it really makes me mad to think that, you know, oh, you could drive to Illinois and get ripped off. Or you can drive to Colorado, but that's kind of a long drive, man. And then what? What are you supposed to cross into those redneck states driving home with it? I just don't know about this, man, right? So, I don't know. So anyway, I took a couple hours of sleep after I called in work. And then I get into town to come here. And there's one of them effing marathons again. And oh yeah, let's just shut down the city of Madison so a bunch of people can run around. And you know, and you guys aren't even running that fast, man. Some of you, I can walk faster than you. You know, I can't run anymore. It kind of pisses me off. But hey, you know, I'm actually with these light shoes. And see, this guy just looks at he's watching me through the window and I'm jogging. He waved, though. Cool. Come on in, man. I could use a guest. One of these days we'll start, you know, maybe setting up Saturdays if somebody wants to come in and sit for a half hour whatever, man, like you do on your local show, man. We need more of that, because sometimes when you don't feel good, you don't really plan that much for the show. You just try to get through it, right? But I was watching people again this week.
You got to watch birds instead of people, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But no, I just want to reaffirm that people are really stupid, and it shows up all the time. Not just because Crudy walked in. Oh. Hopefully he didn't hear that. But, and I'm looking at all these politicians, and I'm like, there's a bunch of old white men. You know, I'm watching that David Perdue down in Georgia. Oh, my God. Hey, I got to out-Trump my opponent. And I mean Trumpy out-Trump. And I'm like, wow, this guy, and, you know, Sonny Perdue, the whole family, you know, the chicken. Don't buy Perdue products, man. What is it going to take for people in this country to say, you know what, let's just stop buying their stuff, man?
I love that approach. We could do a lot.
Speaking of stuff, that's what, you know, Republicans, when they're on their campaign trail, they're going to talk about stuff and things, and we're going to do things, and then we're going to get more things done, and we're going to do even more stuff after that.
Stop those radicals.
Well, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the best you guys got, and it's going to win. How can people be so stupid? I'm talking to a guy that's doing all the work on the building that my best friend lives in. This is where it's where I'm going to end up. You know, I told my mom, hey, I think I might move down there by DeWanda. Oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, your doctors? And I'm like, 2 hours away. But that's because I thought my mom was planning on selling her house. But I don't think she is. I think my mom likes her house, and that's why she was fixing it up, getting everything done. And so I'm like, no, why would I want to leave here, man? People envy me. living in my mom's basement with cats, rent free. What do you think of that? And then when it comes to the women in the Republican Party, you got MTG coming out of the swamps and Boebert up in the mountains in Colorado. I mean, I asked my nephew's wife, who's the mayor of Louisville, where they had the fire. And I know I talked about it last week, but I'm like asking about Boebert, and she's like, oh, she's in the mountains, man. And the people in the mountains are a lot different than people that aren't in the mountains, apparently. I mean, is there anybody worse than MTG? Maybe Ron Johnson? Huh? I wonder if he's going to spend the 4th of July with Pootie Putin this year, huh? All right, well, I'll see if I can come up with something for the second half of the show, and maybe somebody will call in. We'll be back. It's a heartbreak. 4 minutes, I think. I just broke one of my air guitar strings. Okay. Did I mention Jeff's Guitar Clinic? Yeah, you know, he gives lessons too. And you can record over there and everything else. And don't forget the dogs. Bring a treat. But back to that building where my friend lives. Yes, that's our new Jeff's Guitar Clinic tune. You found it. Oh, but yeah, so that building down there and all the buildings on these the Great River Road, man, it's just cool because there's nothing going on in these towns. There's no jobs, no manufacturing, you know, local stores, things like that. Restaurants aren't open very often. Then when the ferry season starts here in May, at the end of May, then they get kind of busy, right? But the rent there, yeah, this guy's from north of Madison, and I'm talking to him. It's the second time I've talked to him, and I knew right away. Last time was, you know, here's a Trumpy, but nice guy, right? Just not that smart. Not deep enough, I guess. But we're talking, and these people are moving out of the building. They raised it like $10 a year since I've been here. It's like $485 for this three-bedroom upper apartment. What? Hey, anybody need a place to live? But if you don't have to work, if you're on, you know, your retirement or disability or Social Security, whatever, you could live in a town like that. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's doing all the work on the building. And then he says that just, that, you know, out of the blue, I'm talking, you know, things aren't good. Well, that last president, he did a great job. And I'm just like, God, you know, what was it, you know? I'm asking him. Well, you know, he cut taxes. And I go, yeah, look at the roads all the way to Cassville, man. You got signs up everywhere, gravel and stuff. It's falling apart, right? Doesn't sink into him. So, you know, he just doesn't get it. And then I said, well, mine didn't get cut. Mine are set to expire. And then we start paying off the tax cuts that Trump and high-ass Democrats have been passing to people for decades, man. Don't people understand? They're not your friends. The only friends I have in Congress is the Progressive Caucus, and everybody should feel that way. But if you're not smart enough to figure it out, 844-967-2789, you can tell me what a dumbass I am. It's like, come on. It's right there.
Yeah.
In front of your noses, but you know, it's all over the TV. I guess you could drone yourself into it. Really? Believe in everything that these clowns are saying and feeding you? Goes back to, you know, I still, some of the worst people that I've ever come up against were Hillary supporters, you know, when it comes to issues and stuff. They got downright nasty, right? She could,
what you just said before.
Some of her folks were deplorables in my book, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you just said before, though, is it's just, it's effective. That's why, like, these politicians, and that's why Trump in particular, was like, say the same damn thing over and over and over again, and then people just believe it. It's like, just because he said it.
Do you remember when George Bush blew the cover off propaganda? He says, my line of work, you got to repeat yourself to catapult the propaganda. And no consequences to that, and no waking up the country either. You know, they like to use that woke crap on us.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I am woke. You guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You think you can. You can't even talk it. That's, you know, we were talking about what they use in their campaigns. They can't talk it. They can't be specific.
Mm-mm.
Which reminds me of when I was like a sales manager at this telemarketing firm. I had this guy, Torres Cobbins, and he had a strong Chicago inner city accent. And whenever he'd say specific, it came out, could you be more specific? And it was just so cool. I loved hearing him say that. You know, I wish I could have kept track of the people that I've met on my jobs that were just ordinary, really nice people. Broadened my horizons, right? I mean, we got along well. I mean, you know, he knew that I thought it was funny, and he thought it was funny too. So what the hell? But Democrats versus Republicans? I don't even like doing that.
No.
Which one do you want to match up with? Joe Manchin? And then they were like, oh, well, he's doing what his constituents tell him. No, he's leading them by the noses. And they're telling him what he's feeding them. You can't trust Joe Manchin. Come on. He's Satan himself in my world. He's one, you know, if there's any, all these guys of wealth and power and privilege and position just taking this world down. And everybody thinks it's kind of cool, right? Oh, look, here's another billionaire building a rocket, trying to get the hell out of here. Taking everything you and your family worked for, you know, centuries. All your ancestors, all the way down to where that one awful day when the Neanderthals were attacked and raped by Cro-Magnons, and that's the Republican Party. Ooh. See, I can say whatever I want on this show as long as it doesn't go against the codes of radio. But I see and hear enough on TV, it's like, oh, wow, look at all these politicians are dropping F-bombs and stuff, and it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Actually, probably not. I mean, you know, it's not like I don't use it 50 times a day, but I'm properly applying it when I use it. MFers.
You know, one other thing that confuses people that I want to throw out there for you to comment on is the time delay, right? The time delay in you get people in office, they change some stuff, and then when does that actually take effect? And so how many times do we see that where there might be a policy that takes effect that actually is helpful, but then the other group is in power and they're like, oh yeah, that's us, or the public just assumes that gives them credit even though it was done previously, and now they're changing it, but the negative effects of their change isn't going to hit till the next group is in power again. It's insane.
Well, just like a year and a half ago, and that guy called me up and said, we got to stick together. I was ripping on Manchin. We got to stick together. Yeah, let's stick together and see what Manchin did in Sinema. We were in control. There was a period when Obama had both. They could have just jammed stuff. That's what Republicans do.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to be like them. Well, if it's the opposite of them, I guess you're not like them. But now it's all about money. Everybody has to raise the money. If you don't have the money, which really takes me back to Joe Biden again. He didn't have the money. He didn't have one of the first three primaries. And still, this country bought that Joe Manchin won out of all this great field of people that were out there. I'm pissed off about that. I'll never stop about that. I was right, man. That was a disaster. And that got us Trump. And I don't know for the life of me why people didn't see that coming. I guess you're so arrogant that when you look at poor people, you think that they're stupid or something? Living in poverty has nothing to do with being smart or stupid. It's called oppression. It's modern-day slavery. It's inequality. It's systemic. And I'm so sick of it. I really despise this country. Glad I can say that on the radio, because I've been kicked off Facebook for saying America sucks before.
It's your show, man. You say what you want.
Well, it's not like I'm not telling the truth. I mean, that'll get you bounced off Facebook quicker than anything. You go after some of these elitists. And that's what Hillary Clinton was, and that's what Manchin is, and that's what the entire Republican Party is. They're just, they like to cast out that word, elitist. Well, look at who's talking to you. Multi-millionaires and billionaires just feeding you this crap, and you eating it up like chickens. And chickens are smarter than you guys. Chickens wouldn't eat that crap. They'll go out and find some spiders and worms, and I'll free range before I eat this. Chickens are smarter than people. I like chickens, man. I've had pet chickens, and they used to see me that there's nobody living here, but you know, there's still chickens out there, and guy's building his shop there, but nobody lives in the house. And I come driving down the road, and the chickens would see my car coming. And then one of them started flapping her wings and just blazed past all of them. I'm like, I told you chickens are smart. And that one in particular was the smartest. We'll be back with the last 15 minutes of chicken. Thanks. I think I'm going to call my cutie pies tonight. I haven't talked to them in over a week. I just can't get enough of grandkids. And then I watch other people's grandkids too. And it's just so cool. Kids are smart. And, you know, then as we get older, sometimes we do it to ourselves. Like most of the time. But I'm happy to say that I'm alcohol and drug free. Marijuana is the gateway to get off drugs and alcohol. Trust me. That's why pharmaceuticals want in. But I don't trust those guys, man. I don't want nothing to do with them. And maybe they'll just let us grow our own. Because that'd be cool. But after watching all this again this week, I just decided that, you know, a couple things we need. We need looser gun laws, right? And also we should end all the laws on the highways and stuff. So everybody's just flying down the road with guns and there's no rules. And that's the way I want us to end. is that Joe that's waiting? Yay, North and South Joe. How are you today?
Hey, what's up there, Pizza Box? Man, I heard you're a little under the weather, so...
Well, it's kind of easy to be under the weather when it was, you know, 81 last week, and then by Tuesday morning, you know, frost is there, and I mean, I'm getting tired of that. You know, everybody says, oh, yeah, that's Wisconsin. No, you know, that's not Wisconsin. That's climate change, and it's drastic, and it's more often now. It's way more pronounced than when I was a child.
Yeah, absolutely, man. There is no doubt about that, and I mean, you know, for people who just say, oh, my God, it's a hoax. Well, I'll tell you what. Go tell that to the mortgage industry in Florida. Because right now, if you're seeking a 30-year mortgage, you know, you better get flood insurance. I also wanted to chime in.
Beat on the Democrats with me, please.
Do what?
Beat on the Democrats with me, because I'm totally tired of that Senate.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. They're just so soft and so punk. They're just they're so disappointing, and it really travels. Now, when you see the Progressive Caucus not backing Nina Turner and backing Chantel Brown, like, what? See, this is the problem, and it's when you don't go and challenge Joe Manchin and talk about all the how bad that guy sucks. You got to hold rallies in West Virginia, you know, just central to why Joe Manchin sucks. But
it's the Poor People's Campaign, by the way. I will shout out to them because in June, I think it's June 18th, they'll be in D.C. and they've been pressuring Manchin and going all across, you know, his territory, trying to fill it in. But people are stupid, man.
Yeah, but what, you know, like, why aren't they holding rallies? It's kind of like AOC not showing up to the Amazon unionization effort, and Joe Biden just faking support. This is the problem with this party. And by the way, all the same leadership is running again. And, you know, that's why I've really dropped out of politics, because, like, we don't have anything going on, and I'm doing local stuff here, but... you know, to sit here and wet our pants every day about Donald Trump, it's like you're going to get Donald Trump by wetting your pants every day about Donald Trump and not doing anything. And we're just sending another $33 billion to Ukraine, you know, just to burn up that cash. And, you know, and then to ignore all the needs here, like you can't even, I don't know. We're just so undefined as a party. You know, the best thing we ever did was Republican health care. And I think, you know, I just think people are, we've really got to eat it even harder than we thought we ate it really hard with Donald Trump in 2016. We're not done, man. This is an endless buffet until we get rid of this leadership. But we start defining what the Democratic Party is going to stand up for and have a Bernie Sanders-style platform and just say, you know, and go beyond. Bernie Sanders needs to figure it out too, because we got to broaden the party, not go vertical with Bernie's stardom. And then, you know, we got to build out like literally a big landscape of candidates. And I don't know, man, we're just like stuck on perpetual losing mode. As you know, I know you don't consider yourself a Democrat. I don't blame you. This thing sucks. And you know, God bless Crudy, but man, to buy another radio station and to blow out with this party is just as weak as it is, man. I feel bad. It's like burning money, you know.
Well, hey, and you know what? But we know the gig, man. If you want to play, you got to pay. That's what's wrong. But at the same time, you got to fight back. And yes, I've always voted for Democrats because, you know, and I voted for some really, really good Democrats, right? I mean, you know, but we're not going to get anywhere, Joe. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with party anymore. It has to do with right and wrong. And we're never going to do right in this country for the people that deserve it and need it the most. And that's your defining moment. It's never going to happen till, I guess, you know, people should be more like Jesus Christ, I guess, right? To stand up and fight for the poor. Do people even get it that this fake-ass country, they say that it's based on Christian guidelines? No, it's not. It's not. It's sad. Yeah, pay to play, man. Put your money in the dish at the church, you know? We don't have to pay taxes. As a minister, I can, you know, I can say and do whatever I want, and I don't have to pay taxes. I can steer my sheep into the wolf's den. And with that, I'll go to Mark in the sack.
Well, Igor, it could be worse.
It could be a lot worse, okay? You know.
But and as far as, you know, we can give money to Ukraine and spend money on the American people here. There's plenty of cash to go around. We got billionaires sitting on boatloads of cash. It's not doing anything except, you know, sitting in Scrooge McDuck's vault, and maybe they go swimming in it, but it doesn't do any good there. I mean, there's so many improvements we could do to improve the lives of everybody. And you mentioned, you know, the Christian nation that they envision. They come up with this crap. They've reinvented things. The Christian dominionist idea that they have, they forget history, where a lot of these born-agains, their ideology would have been considered heresy in the days of the Pilgrims by the Puritans. They would have, you know, that because they didn't tolerate any differences at all. You know, they had their own, orthodoxy, and, you know, that the churches were warring in the past. I mean, Christian churches were going against Christian churches. That is as bad as the Shiites and the Sunnis are, you know, do over in Islam. I mean, these people do not understand. The founding fathers recognized, in spite of all their numerous faults, of which those faults are legion, they recognized you cannot have this as a religious basis for our government. That, you know, that it is intended to be, you know, it's separation of church and state. And these Christian dominionists do not understand that, because it is just something that is, they've reinvented the Constitution, and they should actually read it. They should read the Constitution as it says, no establishment of religion, period. End of story. And if they want to be Christian, then be like Christ, be more Christ-like, take care of the poor. Isn't that what in Matthew 35, where it says, you know, the number one thing you're supposed to do, you know, when he was hungry, did you feed him? When they're hungry, feed them. When they're naked, clothe them. When they're without sanctuary, give them sanctuary.
And with that, Mark, I just want to say that the Republicans did the opposite. When hungry people need food, they took it away from them. You know, Joe Manchin did that. He's still sitting on that, well, I just want to make sure the money gets to the right places, not to these people that are going to use it for crack and stuff. Oh, you mean those poor people, and brown too, right? I mean, but there's a hell of a lot of poor white people living in West Virginia. No, he's not representing them, and no, he's not coming to the Senate and doing the job that they asked him to do. He's got them hoodwinked, man. The guy's cruel. I mean, going out on the biggest yacht in his state. He owns it. I mean, he's sitting there with the fancy drink talking to protesters in the boats.
That's just one quick thing Mark brought up, was that there's plenty of money out there. Just it's the distribution, the concentration is the issue.
Well, no, yeah, that redistribution of wealth, just taking it all away from the rich people and giving it to poor people. How many times have you heard that? And that's what I want to just say in closing today, is that it's not about voting Democrat or Republican. It's about voting for the poor people once. That's all you got to do. We've never done it. Everybody's like, oh, if we do that, well... How would you know? You've never done it. We've been doing Democrat, Republican for how many decades in my life? I've seen it. It just hasn't solved anything, man. We'll try and solve something next week. Double Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw! See you next week.